Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, kind and loving Father, our Abba, our refuge, our very present help in time of trouble, our great physician, our great healer, the great I Am, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher of our faith, we come before you thanking you for bringing us through this week. We're almost at the end of another week, looking forward to experience that Sabbath blessing with you, Heavenly Father. We ask you that you will be with us. Keep us alert. Touch our minds and our lips that we will speak only things that you want to be spoken. Lord, we are so thankful that we can call you our Heavenly Father. We can come to you every moment, every hour, every minute, knowing that you will never get tired of hearing your children. You said the sincere prayer reaches to your ears and is moistened by the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And so we thank you so much for the opportunity where we can pray. We can bring our praises. We can bring our testimony. We thank you, Lord, even for the test that you have given us this week. We pray that you will just tabernacle with us. Give us your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Give us a revival and a reformation. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, that you will allow us to leave here changed, not just as hearer of the word, but doer. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. Be with my throat. Be with all of the participants that are on and that are coming. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Forgive us of our shortcomings. But we pray that as you blot our sins out, you will seal our name in your book so that we will be able to be one of your reward. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so as we want to welcome you again, as we normally start out, Sister Powell, let me give you the first praise report. Sister Powell has landed. She is in the city. She's in New York City. She got home safely. Well, yeah, she got to part of the destination safely. My brother is getting ready to get her from the city to bring her home. And we thank God for his favor. Hopefully, she's able to jump on a little bit. She said that the her phone was like on one bar. So I told her, hang up, you know, so that she could save it. And she said that they're doing it a little bit different. They pushed her out on the wheelchair, and, like, they don't leave them in the wheelchair anymore. Like, they're waiting for it. And I think she said she has to find a way to sit down. So I pray that my brother, he's actually in the city and was there before she got to the airport. But he went and, you know, stopped with our cousin, with our family members, and now he's trying to get back from Brooklyn to the airport, and you know the traffic. So I pray that he's there now, and he has retrieved her, and hopefully she'll be able to come on. So I am excited, you know, that she's back in this land that we live in right now. And so as we know that we normally start off with the scripture, this is our Health Thursday. We thank you so much for joining us. I am so excited to be one of your hosts today. I'm going to be doing double duty. I'm going to be reading from the Ministry of Healing. I was trying to get somebody to fill in, as I know Sister Paul will not be able to start off with us, but we will work it out, all right? So the Holy Spirit is leading me to some portions in here that is good for us to know. So I'm going to close my mouth, and I'm going to give you the three scriptures that we're going to be reading. So if someone can read Genesis 1, verse 29, and the last portion of 30, and then if someone would like to read the third epistle of John, verses 1 to 4, and then we have Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2. So I am going to open this line here to be able to help us with Revelation. Well, no, I'm sorry, I'm going backwards. The first epistle, I'm all just messed up. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will calm my tongue and my spirit. I see my mother is calling me back. If someone could find Genesis 1, verse 29, and reading the last part of 30, I really appreciate that. I'm going to open your line right now. Right. Thank you so much for your patience. That was Sister Powell trying to call. I'm going to open the line 518-482. Are you able to read Genesis 1, verse 29 and 30? Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. Open my line. Just steps me, right? And I'm going to read, and it reads, "And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so." Amen. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Amen. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Yes. Thank you so much, Sister Consinelli. I'm doing double duty. My brother's yes. calling me, my mom is calling me, but we're going to get it all right. Thank you so much for sharing, you know, we're going to get it all together. So thank you so much for yes. sharing that. All right. Hold on. Let me see. Mm-hmm. If... All right. Someone else would like to read the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4. You can raise your hand if you'd like to read that. I'm going to open this line, 225-337, 225-337, if you're able to read first, the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4. If not, I'm going to come back to you, Sister Consinelli. Are you able to read first epistle, the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4? Okay. All right, let me. All right, 804-238, are you able to read the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4 for us? Hello? Okay. All right, so Sister Consinelli, I'm going to come back to you. 518-482, if you're able to do that for us. Thank you.
Definitely. Third John, it reads, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Amen. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth, that is even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Consinelli, for reading so eloquently that those verses, right? He wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. Amen and amen. All right. And so the next one is Revelation 22, verses 1 through 2. This is one of my mom's favorite, Sister Powell's favorite text. And it reads, and he shewed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Verse 2 says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So now what we're going to ask you to do, if you are able to share testimonies, praise report, your prayer requests, we're going to do that first, and then we're going to go into your health tips, right? So we're going to allocate some time to give praises, to give testimonies and prayer requests. As we know, your angels are sitting right beside you, recording what you have to say about your good master, right? What did he say? What did Jesus say to his disciples? Who do you say I am, right? So come and bring your praises and your testimony about how and who God was in your life today or this week. Your line is now open. Let me see. Raise your hand. Raise your hand, because I can't open your line until you raise your hand so that I know that I need to open your line. Amen? So if you would like to share what God has done for you, any testimony, any praise report, or any prayer request, we're going to do that first, right? So that's going to be in the first segment. And then after, we're going to open up the line again for you to share your health tips, is as this is the Health Thursday. Amen. We know that the health message is the right arm of the gospel. Amen and amen. All right, so let me see. All right, I see a hand right here. 225-337. Amen, amen. Your line is now open.
Good evening, Sister Stephanie. I've been having a problem. I didn't know how to operate this thing, and I'm driving, and I had to slow down and watch for the cars behind me.
Got you. I understand.
But I want to thank God for just slowing down. I mean, you know, no cars was behind me at that time. But I just want to thank the Lord for safe traveling mercy. I want to thank him for his goodness. Because, you know, when I wake up in the morning and I look what God has done for me to allow me to have another day, a blessing that I can call on the prayer line, that I could be able to still see my loved ones and talk to my sisters and brothers on the prayer line. And then also I got a pretty much a praise report about the outreach ministry. I was trying to text you guys also, but let me finish just giving my thanks to God first. And I want to thank him for what he's doing with the outreach ministry, because Brother Richardson called me. I've been praying. Sister Power had mentioned, why don't we ask Brother Richardson? And so I prayed about that, and I called Brother Richardson, and I asked him. I said, Brother Richardson, I said, will you be willing to come down and speak on Sabbath, be the minister to speak? And he did. Sister Richardson had answered for him, and she said, okay, he'd come, but we needed to hear from him. So I prayed that morning. I got on the prayer line. I was with Sister Powell, but sometimes Sister Powell busy or she whatever. But let me tell you, just a few minutes after I prayed, Brother Richardson, I said, wait a minute, this number is familiar. And when I answered, it was Brother Richardson. Say, Sister Leola, you called me about speaking, coming down for the ministry. And I said, yes. He said, I'm calling you to make your day. I said, oh, come on now. And let me tell you, he said that he will do it. And then not only that, but the only thing, and that's why we had to call for a meeting, Sister Stephanie, because he said he can do it the week before. So it would be the 17th, 15th, 17th, something like that. So that's why I sent out an urgent message, very important, that you all, because he wanted to come on the line and he wanted to talk to us. So I just want to thank God for allowing him to call me and to say, yes, he will do God's will. But, you know, they also having an outreach doing the same thing in Tennessee. I say, praise God. And if by chance, if I could do it, I wouldn't mind supporting them also. So I just want to thank God for what he's doing. He has his people out there are preparing and going share the word with the world, and that they can know Christ also and understand what's coming in this world. So I just want to thank you, Sister Stephanie. And when I get home, I'll be able to do better, because I'm still traveling. I'm almost there. I got about another 15 minutes. Amen. So thank you for opening my line, and I just thank God for this prayer line also. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Leola. What a blessing. When God is in it, oh, he makes everything right. Everything fall in place. I thank you so much for that, and that's exciting. To be able to hear that good news. Amen. Amen. All right, 804-238. We're opening up your line for your praise report, your testimony, and your prayer request right now. Hello? 804-238. Your line is now open. Check your phone to make sure you're not on mute. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. You were going in and out.
Yes, I have a prayer request. Prayer for my son Dominique and his family, and also for me that I can that I will have some peace at my home. Every year, the neighbors' kids come over, and they always in my yard in one thing or another, and I've asked them to stay out of my yard before, and every year for like 5 years, I believe it is, they will go into my garden and they walk across, you know, my flower bed. So this year, well, last week, they pulled up all my plants in my garden, and everything had bloomed on it. I was in, you know, like little small vegetables was coming on the vine. They pulled up all of my vegetables except two little plants, and I had tall irises in my flower bed, a whole lot of flowers, and they were like 4 feet or close to 5 feet tall, the flowers were. And they're real big purple flowers with yellow on them. They pull all the leaves off of all my irises, and they broke all my flowers down to the ground. And I have a big velvet rose bush in the yard that looks like a tree. It's so big. They broke that all up and pulled all the flowers, most of the flowers off that, and they broke the branches off. So, and so now I have to redo a whole garden again, which is very difficult for me, because everything has to be done manual with a hoe and a rake because I don't have any power tools. So just pray for me that I can have either better neighbors or the Lord will move me someplace.
Thank you so much. Is this Sister Katie?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right. We will definitely pray for you and Dominique and, oh, that, you know, the Spirit of God will just move and those kids will be obedient. And it sounded like the garden was doing some, I mean, flourishing, right? Showing and bearing these bountiful type of flowers and stuff. We will definitely keep that in prayer because we know that God can do all things but fail. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to open this line, 518-482, 518-482. Your line is now open.
Okay, thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line. Oh, God moves in a mysterious way. I'm just happy to be here on this line this evening to thank God for his blessings, his mercy over us. Though we may be disobedient, God still loves us. No matter what we do, he still loves us. And in spite of everything that is going wrong around us in this world, we could say that Jesus is good. We could say that God loves us. And it makes me remind me of, you know, as Christians, to know that how sweet the name of Jesus sounds, you know. Because if you don't know Jesus, you would feel very, very, very discouraged. But when I know about God, these things make you feel sad. Just she telling me about her story there this evening, it makes me feel kind of, you know, to see how people are so wicked. But it pays to serve Jesus, and it pays to know Jesus. Because when people does these things to you, the only thing that you can do is to pray for them. And I want to sing this little song, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sound in a Believer's Ears. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears. And drives away his fears. It soothes his sorrow, heals his wounds and drives away his fear. So I'm very sad. I'm very sorry to hear what these wicked ones have done to her garden. I hope that God will give you the strength to keep holding on, that he will guide and lead you. Jesus is your friend, and he is going to see that you get justice with those same little, because those are wicked people that are doing these things to you. And I just feel it as though if it was done to myself. I'm sympathizing with her because I know how I would have felt if somebody went and do that to my garden. So this evening, I just want to give God praise and thanks, and I'm going to pray for her that the Lord would strengthen her, because it's very discouraging and it's very sad. So my dear sister, I'm going to ask the Lord to give you strength to keep holding on and to know he is the one that gives you justice, and you cannot take things into your hands, because many people will take things into their hands. And God is going to give you the comfort, and he's going to provide for you. Oh, God is good. You have to say God is good in spite of all the things that happen to us in this world, all the wrong things that people do to us. We have to say thank you, God, because you love Jesus, right? Evening, I just want to ask for prayers at the same time, prayer for my brother, and that he would come back to the fold of safety, come back to church, that he would learn that out there is not safe. And I have more than one of them out there. So I'm asking for prayers for them, that God will bring them back, because they were once with us, but they are gone out there, and this is the wrong time for them to be out there. So I'm asking for prayers for my brothers, and the one that is sick in the nursing home. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line.
Amen and amen. Did you sing the song? You said you were going to sing a song. Did I miss?
I just repeat the words. Okay, I can sing the song.
Okay. I thought you were going to sing. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to sing it. I was like, did she sing the song? You could go ahead and sing it.
Yes, I wanted to sing the song, but I just repeat it. I could sing it if you have time. I could find one.
Yes, go ahead and sing it. I'm sorry, sister. You can start now. My finger did the wrong thing. Go ahead.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears. He makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. This manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. Jesus, my Savior, shepherd friend, my prophet, priest, and king, my Lord, my life, my way, my all, accept the praise I bring. Weak are the efforts of my heart, and cool my warmest soul. And when I see thee as thou art, I praise thee as I ought. Amen.
Amen,
so
amen.
Song, in Jesus' name. Only Jesus can bring comfort to us. The name of Jesus is so sweet. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Consonelli. You're absolutely right. You can't say the name of Jesus and not smile. Try it. You can never say, doesn't matter how bad it is, you can never say the name of Jesus and not have a smile on your face. So thank you so much, Sister Consonelli, for that reminder. Yeah. All right, I'm going to open this line, and we're taking praise report. We're taking testimonies and prayer requests, all right? All right, the line is now open, 857-505. Your line is now open.
Amen. Hello, Sister Stephanie. Hello, my brothers and sisters. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I'd like to thank God for his love and his mercy. Sister Stephanie, I'd like to praise God because God is good. He's an awesome God. He's worthy to be praised. And Sister Stephanie, I have a prayer request before I bring a song of praise. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. Don't forget to lift up my mom. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Don't forget to lift up Sister Tamiko in prayer. Don't forget to lift up her family in prayer. Lift up Sister Tamiko's family in prayer. Don't forget to pray for her beloved mom, Sister Dorothy. Don't forget to lift up Sister Florence. Lift up Sister Keisha, Brother Taiwan. Lift up Sister KTN. I feel like to sing a song at this moment. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow because he lives. Because he lives, I know of it tomorrow. Oh, because he lives, because he lives. That's the Sister Stephanie, Sister Timmy Go. Because I know I can face tomorrow. Because he knows. My brothers and sisters, spend time with the Lord. Spend time with the Lord, Sister Stephanie. Let's sing it, my brothers and sisters. And I know I can pray, no. I can feel my soul away. Oh, and he grace, because he lays. Because he lives, I feel I know. Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's the way. Oh, and he grace, because he lives, because he lives.
Amen.
May God bless you, my brothers and sisters, on this line. Amen. God
all right, thank
you,
you brother.
I love you all.
All right, thank you so much, brother Eli. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen and amen. Anyone else would like to give a praise report, a testimony, or a prayer request at this time? You could just raise your hand, star one, press one, and your hand will be raised. Amen. All right. 843-206. 843-206. I am going to open your line.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie. I'm so happy to be here tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Tamiko from Florida. And I just want to give the Lord all praise and honor and glory because he's so worthy to be praised. I thank him for bringing us all through another week and keeping us safe and well from the enemy. It's such a blessing to know God is always with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. I did have a scripture that I wanted to read, if it's okay. Psalm 67, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Amen. That thy way may be known on the earth, that thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen and amen. So I just want to ask for prayer requests for my family and for everyone on the prayer line tonight. I want to lift up Sister Stephanie and her precious Jews, KJ and Kaza, Sister Paula, and her ministry and her children. Lifting up also Brother Eli and his mom Rose, and praying for Sister Leola and all of my brothers and sisters, Sister Carla, Sister Consonelli, praying for each and every one of you tonight, and asking for prayer for my family, for my children as well, and for my mom. So I thank you so much. God bless you, and I thank you so much for opening my line. And I do have a health nugget to share, but if there's not enough time, I can do it later.
Yeah, not right now, Sister Tamika. We're going to come back to that. We have some other individuals. So we're going to come back to the sharing of the tips. This is just the testimony of the prayer. Okay? But thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we thank it's great to hear from you. I wasn't familiar with the number. I'm glad you're down there and you're settled. And I'm glad that we have some good praise report from you and from your family as well. We will continue to lift you up in prayer. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
All right. So this is, we're coming down to our next segment of giving, of, you know, little health tips, brief teacher minute health tips. Before we go into that, I just want to share, you know, I told you I'm back in the building and my school building, and I'm telling you, things that I'm seeing, I have been in education for over 30 years. I started right really young. That was like one of my first jobs. I was a recreational aide where I would work with kids and help them with different things. So I've been in it for quite some time. And I've never seen things like what I'm seeing now. Kids, you ask them a question, they are blatantly looking at your face. Oh, I'm not doing that. Who are you talking to? Get out of my face. These are children, second grade, first grade, all throughout. And I'm like, what is going on? However, there's a scripture that comes to my mind, and I know somebody's going to be able to find it and tell me, that talks about we are going to be see these a generation of what? Vipers and warmongers, right? You just ask them a simple question, and they're getting ready to be defensive. You just ask them to, what is your name? Or, have a seat, and they're getting ready to be defensive, right? And so I'm back in the building. I cheer with you all about a couple of the little girls that threw the orange at me, and one pushed me, and one sprayed the thing in my face and hit me with a book. And I know that it was because of the Spirit of God. It's because of your prayer. Why I didn't react, and she's not in the morgue, and I'm not behind bars, right? And so the little girl did it yesterday. She did it yesterday again, where she hit another teacher. And so my point is, had the correction had been done then, she would not have. If the consequences was given to her, and she was able to experience what it is like not to do those type of behavior, she would not have done it again. And so yesterday I went in, she did it yesterday, I went in the building, and it was just, I always ask people to pray. I mean, I'm always praying, because you kind of know that the enemy has laid the temptation and the sneers for you. So we have to be in constant prayer. And I got up and I was praying. You know, Tuesday I was in the classroom. Monday I was supposed to be in the fifth grade. When I went in there, they told me I'm going to be in the third grade. So I went in the third grade, you know. Hey, wherever you bring me, wherever you put me, even if you put me in the lion's den, I'm going to show the light of Christ anywhere, right? So they put me in third grade. We did that. I was in fifth grade on Tuesday. I told the little boy, they're doing testing, and I'm like, well, you can't sit here, but you can sit here and here. Those are the two choices that I gave him. He said, well, I'm going to take my choice. I'm going to leave. I'm going to the office. And I'm like, that wasn't one of the choices that I gave you. He was like, well, I like my choice better. Little boy in fifth grade, he's short. He don't even come up to my waist. And those are the conversation they want to have with you, right? I say, I'm not going to go back and forth with you, okay? they brought him back in the classroom, no consequences. Absolutely no consequences. So I'm looking, I'm like, okay, that's why the kids are going to do what they're doing. So I prayed, we prayed before. I was playing, I play Christian music, but it's in the instrumental. When I get in there in the morning, I'm playing, you know, Dependable God, Goodness of God, you know, Because He Lives, all of those songs. But when they come in, they hear it throughout the day, but it's in a piano form, it's instrumental. And it's working, too, because some of the kids came over and they were like, oh, I've seen this at church, or my mother danced to this, or my mother sing this song. So, hey, amen, right? And so I went in there. So we really didn't have any incident other than what the little boy was doing and stuff like that. And so I went in there on Wednesday, which was yesterday, and was told in front of everybody, oh, you're not going to be the administrator in the classroom. I'm going to put somebody else and somebody else. So I was a little bit confused because I didn't know what happened. She didn't have a conversation with me previously. So, I'm processing it, and I'm trying to get some information from her. So I said, what's going on? She said, oh, yeah, I'm the STC, which is the school testing coordinator, which she's just a regular teacher just like me. She has that title, but we're in the same union. She's not my supervisor. She's just a regular educator just like me. So so she said, as the STC, I've made a decision. She said, I believe, like she would say, I believe Brother O'Neill and as the administrator will make a better testing environment for the kids. And I'm looking, I'm like, what in the world? You know what I mean? And I know the old me would have been like, my mouth would have started going. But the Spirit of God moved. And I said, I have a question. And so she said, oh, you have a query? I was like, no, I know, that's my word, but I'm not using that right now. I want to ask you something. So I said, do you believe that this is appropriate, academically appropriate for the kids? Because they had their regular teacher last Friday. They had a new sub in there on Monday. Oh, I forgot to tell you. On Monday when they didn't put me in there, the kids trashed the room. They were fighting. They were throwing cheer. It was like a zoo. The poor sub. She was so discombobulated, she couldn't even remember where the rooms were, even though she was standing in front of it. That's how awful those children behaved. And so I went in there on Tuesday. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God calmed their spirit because I prayed. We were praying. And so the Spirit of God calmed their spirit, right, with the exception of a couple of them that tried to raise up. We were able to redirect them, and the Spirit of God moved. And so Wednesday when I went in, I was shocked to know because I was trying to figure out, even though there were a lot of things that were happening, not because of me, but because of, you know, the testing coordinator, adult people, right? Grown people did not do what they were supposed to do. I'm not the teacher of record, so I don't know how they run that particular classroom. And so no clarity was given to me in terms of this is how we're going to be doing the testing. We're going to have kids from different homeroom. You need to send this one here. I didn't get the memo on that one, right? And so, but, however, God still worked it out, and it went well. So come Wednesday, no conversation with anybody. No one talked to me about it. But I did let them know what happened because some of them were in there. The testing coordinator was in there, saw the little boy that they sent back, did not give him any consequences. He was trying to look over and look around. I was like, you know, you need to turn around. He wasn't listening to nobody. He wasn't listening to anyone. Not me, not the testing coordinator. And I was like, what is it y'all going to do about this, right? So I went over to him and I said, I need you to turn around and do what we're asking you to do. He eventually did it a little bit, and then I prayed, and he finally turned his chair around. So she told me this in a large setting with everybody, and I was a little bit concerned. I was like, I was perturbed. I was like, what's going on? And I was praying. I was praying, beloved. I said, God, please help me through this. Please, I'm begging you. And so she was very, making a little snide, just her attitude was just like demonic, right? And I said, Holy Spirit, please let your light so shine through me, because I know the old me would have just like, really? And just would have gone off. And that's why I thank God for his grace and his mercies, because the Holy Spirit made sure that his light, the light of God was uplifted. So one of the IB persons, she ran, you know, they funny to me. She ran and got the AP, which I wasn't going to do nothing. I was just going to ask. I was asking her, do you think that this is academically appropriate for them to have four educators or four adults in the room within a span of 4 days. And I said, you know, because I know many of you are saying, no, that doesn't make any sense. Inconsistency. And when you have inconsistency, you have behavior problem, right? Learning is not taking place as it should be with so much inconsistency. So anyway, she told me, so I asked her that she couldn't answer my question. So when the AP came in, which, you know, she told a bold-faced lie, too, because she was like, oh, I just came in to check. I normally come in and check. No, you don't. You're never there on time, okay? I'm there early. I never see you come in the room. So, okay, just say why you're here and keep it moving. So I didn't say anything, though. I listened. I continued to talk to the other lady, and I asked the question again. I'm telling you, beloved, my hand started shaking. I mean, I was so annoyed with what was happening. Because I felt and I know that this is not best practices for children at all, right? It's not. And so I put my hand down on the desk so that, you know what I mean, just to kind of like, Lord, just keep me, you know, keep me calm, right? My voice got, you know, even raspier. You really couldn't hear. And so I was like, okay, Lord. I mean, I really felt like I could have swung. And I was like, God, help me, right? And so when she was talking to me, the assistant principal, I look her straight in her eyes just to let her know, I see what y'all are doing. So then she said, I said, where's the principal? Because I asked the testing coordinator, does the principal know about this? She said, well, I as the STC made the decision. I was like, okay. So the assistant principal, she was there. So she heard what I was saying, and she was like, yeah, I understand the mitigating factors. But then she said, well, just hang tight. When Mr. Dalton come in, we'll discuss it. Why do I need to discuss it with Mr. Dalton? You're the assistant principal in the room, right? So anyway, I went back to get my stuff from out of the room, and I was talking. I was walking with God, and I said, God, guide me. Tell me what I need to do. The Spirit of God said, I need you to leave. I need you to leave. And so I called my son because he had just dropped me off because of my injury. I can't drive right now. And so I called him and I said, KJ, come back and get me. He was like, Mommy, what's going on? I said, come back and get me. I went into the teacher's lounge. The lady told me, she said, well, yeah, and we don't have anywhere for you to go now. That's what she said. So I went in the teacher's lounge, all just rude. I went in the teacher's lounge and I was praying and I said, God, lead, continue to guide me, keep me. You know, please keep me, allow me to display you. And so individuals came, and they were like, Ms. Paul, are you okay? I said, I'm not feeling well, because literally now my body started to pain, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm triggered. I'm like, okay, what's going on? And so I sent my principal an email, because they're very dishonest there. And a text message, I just let him know. I came in this morning, and, you know, I was told that I'm not going to be the testing, the person in the room, and they don't have anywhere for me. And I said, well, I'm not feeling well right now. You know, I've been triggered, the trauma that I'm going through, my heart beat, my heart was racing. It was just crazy. And so I told him I was leaving. I didn't ask him. I told him I was leaving. And my son came and got me. And my son was like, Mommy, did you leave on your own volition or did they tell you to leave? I said, no, the Spirit of God told me to leave. And so I went to the office before I did, and I said, where's the assistant principal? They told me she was in a meeting with a parent. I said, well, I'm just letting y'all know I'm not feeling well, so I'm getting ready to leave. And then I told the secretary and the counselor, because I know they'll lie, right? They literally go on people. They will lie. And so I walked out through the door where the testing person was that made those statements. And I went in the car and I told my son, I said, let me tell you something. When you're walking with God, we as children of God should not, as we are the head and not the tail, should not allow the tail to treat us like we are less than. Should not allow the tail to take away the power that God has given us, right? And so when he says move, that's what we do. So I came home. This is how God works. Usually you can't call your doctor and get an appointment right there and then. So I called my doctor, and I told him how I was feeling. They were like, well, I asked them for my doctor. They said, well, she's not even in. I said, well, is there anybody that there? They were like, no, we don't have anybody. I asked again, and the woman was like, wait a minute. There's a doctor so-and-so. She has an appointment at 11:45. Bless God. Hook up from heaven. So I went to the doctor. My blood pressure was elevated a little bit. They didn't think that it was, but for me, I know what my normal blood pressure is supposed to be. She did the the AKG, what is it? EKG, she did all of that stuff, and she said, you know, I don't see anything now, but she said, from what you've been going, from what you describe, you were having some kind of anxiety, some kind of, you know, and I told her, I said, no, it was the fact that I wanted to punch somebody, but the Spirit of God was like, no, my child, that is not what I want you to do. You are a new creature in me. You know what I mean? So you're walking with me, so let me fight your battle. And so I received an email. I saw he sent me a text, and I'm going to wrap it up, but I just want to show you how the enemy is working to devour God's people. And if we're not grounded, if we're not prayed up, we will fall in that trap. And so as I saw his email yesterday, because I went to two doctors, a specialist, and I went to my other doctor, and they were working on my foot. I'm telling you, it's feeling much better, so I'm starting the full-fledged therapy with my knee, and I know God is healing. So I thank you so much for the prayer and all of the natural remedy that I'm using, and they're amazed as well. And so I had my doctor send him the doctor's note, because they're really, I'm telling you, they are so... I don't even know what to say, right? Demonic. Let me use that. And so he sent me a text message yesterday. I saw it this morning, and I responded. It was just like about how you feel. You know, this is what it says. I'm so sorry you weren't feeling well. Get some rest. I will send you an email at the close of business. That's all the emails, the text message said. So I responded, told him that I just saw it because I was at the doctor, but I'm going to check the email. And thank you, you know, for asking. And so when I checked the email at school today, the email was a reprimand. Think about it. The email was a reprimand. He wanted to meet with me, the assistant principal, the testing person, along with myself. I know how they are. I know how they spin. And even in the email said that, oh, he wants to discuss the rationale. Why? I deviate from the testing schedule. Like I did something on purpose. I violated the testing, which was never, that was never the case. But that's the story that she went and told them, right? And I was like, you know what, God, you are funny. And so I not God is funny, but I was like, you know, God, you're showing me how funny these people are. So he wanted to meet with me today. I knew that was not good. However, I didn't read the email before I sent him the text message, and I said to him, oh, I look forward to meeting with you. I never know that he sent me a message saying that he wanted to meet with me this morning. I didn't know it. And so I went into school this morning early, and I was like, is the principal there? They said no. I didn't know I wanted to meet with him because I was like, you know what, we need to get some stuff together. But when I read the email, I realized that he wanted to meet with me. How you want to meet with me, but you are not in the building? Neither one of you are in the building, not the assistant principal, not you. Right? And the fact that you did not correct the behavior of the other person, I'm not going to meet with you alone because I'm telling you, I've been in the building, I've been in offices with them where the man has lied, straight up lied. So I had to bring our rep, right? We have a teacher's rep. I had to bring them in there, and they found out that he was not being honest. And so I'm just going to ask you to pray for that situation. Pray that I will continue to show the Spirit of God, you know, I mean, hey, continue to lift us up. And I know many of us, not only me, Sister Leola's daughter, Nicole, is going through so much. The teachers are going through so much. We're dealing with kids who have absolutely no regards for adults or authority or directions. And so we ask you to pray. And it is so connected to our health. Because that situation right there put some stresses on me, so my body started to react in a different manner because the stress was going through, and I was like, I had to pray. And when I prayed and continued to pray, I was calm, right? I was calmer. My body kind of, you know, just subside into a normal mode. So continue to lift us up. So that is the soapbox, and I know we kind of went over, but I'm going to allow you all anyway to give your health tips. And so some of my health tips, I'm using that charcoal wrap. I'm using that castor oil on my knees. I'm using the elderberry. I'm using the clove tea, and it is doing miracles to my body. New start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate, ear rest, and trust in God. So I'm going to close my mouth, and I'm going to open your line for you to share your health tips. I'm going to go with Sister Consinelli, and then I'm going to go to Sister Tymeko, okay? 518-482, a teacher minute, all right? Amen?
That's Now, this evening, it's quite a bit you're going through. You have to pray. You have to pray, right? Okay, this evening, I want to talk about the aloe vera, because I myself, although I read about it for so many things, I didn't know it was good for so many things. The aloe vera, it can prevent abnormal cells. And we know what is the abnormal cells. Abnormal cells is the cancer cells, right? It maintains a healthy cholesterol level. And some people say they can really control their cholesterol. For instance, my brother says that his body makes cholesterol. And he is on some kind of a experiment, the doctors experiment on him. But I don't believe that. Number two, it raises blood oxygenation and repairs sludge and sticky blood. When your blood isn't pure, it isn't good. I had that already. It raises blood oxygen and repair sludge and sticky blood. It reduces joint and muscle pain. So if you have joint and muscle pain, try this aloe vera. It can help. Assist in preventing kidney stone formation. And it eases inflammation. And when my doctor told me that my body has my tummy, in fact, that had inflammation, I said, he gave me some big green tablets, and when I read the side effects of those tablets, I said I wouldn't take them. I went and used turmeric, and here's another. It eases inflammation, aloe vera. It assists in preventing kidney stones from forming. Another one with digestive and stomach disorder. It aids with stomach disorder. It alkalizes our body and assists in balancing over acidic dietary habits. It prevents and reduces yeast type infection. It boosts also cardiovascular performance and physical endurance. All of this in this little plant, the aloe vera. And so it soothes the intestines and lubricates the digestive tract. It improves constipation issues. And we know all of that about this little plant, the aloe vera. Very, very effective. So if you're feeling well, this little plant could really help you. And I could remember I went to Antigua, and it grows by the seaside. Oh, my. That plant is, I never see aloe vera so bitter. It's bitter, very, very bitter, more than the ones that we have here. It's bitter so that it burns your mouth. I don't know if it grows by the seaside or what, but it's very good. Aloe vera is very good. And I tried to bring some of that. I said, this is really a medication. So I believe in it, and I try it sometimes, and aloe vera is good. And we could try these simple remedies that God gives to us. It has been used for a long time, since Bible times. It says that, it is actually referenced 6 times in the Bible, the aloe vera, right? The Egyptian called the aloe vera plant the plant of immortality. 3,000 years ago, Cleopatra used it on her body. part of her beauty regime and so on. It is good for even baldness, insomnia. That is when you can't sleep. They call it the Wad of the heavens. That's what the Egyptians call it. The Native Americans call it the Wad of the heavens.
Amen, amen.
The aloe plant, it contains 75 nutrients and 2,000 active compounds, including 20 minerals, 18 amino acids, and 12 vitamins. So it's up to us to use these simple remedies that God has given us, and may God help us to apply these things to our lives. And sometimes we may be feeling well, but just using some of these
preventive care.
Yes, would prevent you from having certain things. Yes. Thank you, sister.
Thank you, sister. Castanelli, for that. Yes, aloe vera is really good. We drink it as bitters.
Yes.
It's clean out. It's a detox. You could use it on your face as a mask. You could even use it in your hair. And I've used it in all situations. And it is very, very, very good. Very good.
Your stomach, if you have an upset stomach and you use that aloe vera, it helps it as soon as it touches stomach. Because I used to get a tablet that they given me for my, heart or something there. And that this medication used to burn my stomach. And I go and buy this aloe vera, it was a liquid. And I drank that thing. As soon as it touched my stomach, I never troubled with stomach. And
amen.
As soon as I drank that aloe vera, it reached in my stomach, immediate relief. So I
amen.
Know aloe vera is very good because I use it.
Amen. Thank you so much,
Thank
Sister
you.
Castanelli. Amen, amen. And it's water-based too, so you don't have to worry about, you know what I mean, so it's going to help you with your weight. I missed this hand, so I'm going to go back to this hand, 985-232. I'm going to open your line. You can give your praise report, your testimony, because I think I missed you when during that time. So I'm going to open your line now, okay?
Hey. Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for all the miracles that the praise reports that we're getting. Because a lot of them I had tried, and a lot of them my stomach allergic to because of the ulcer and the absent spleen. But I thank God I got a lot of them I can use. So I thank God for the testimonies and I keep listening, and I just need. If anybody have any more, like for the kids, that I can give them something else because they don't want to accept the high tidy that I give them. I give them to get down a little bit, but they don't want to take too much of it, and because they say it's nasty. But I get some of it in them, and they just carry on this cough for a while and struggle. So if you got any more praise reports for them, I can give them. Just let me know, because it's a little, and we can write it down, because they don't want to take in the garlic and the onion and stuff. But I just thank God for this message. But thank God for y'all. I just ask for prayer for all my sisters and brothers. Keep us in prayer. And thank God, because I don't know anything. I'm just taking in all the good and sharing it with others. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Brenda, for that praise report. Anything for the kids, adding a little honey to it kind of diffuse some of the bitterness. Amen and amen. So we will definitely find you some more remedies that you're able, that are kid-friendly, okay? Some of it is not going to be, but we're going to try to make it as kid-friendly as possible. Always a blessing and pleasure hearing from you. All right, thank you. All right, let's see. I want to make sure that I've gotten everybody, okay? All right. Okay. All right, so I did tell Sister Tamiko a teacher minute, because we need to go into prayer as well. 843-206, your line is now open. 843-206, your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie. God bless you. And my health nugget is to drink water. And it says, I give water to drink to my people, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 20. Did you know that nearly 90% of the human body is water? That's a good cue. Sorry, that's a good clue. I'm sorry, I mixed up. That's a good clue that H2O is essential for your health, and staying hydrated will improve your circulation and rid your body of dangerous toxins. While your needs may vary, generally, most people should drink at least 8 ounces of water per day. Men typically need more water than women, and they'll need more if they're physically active. Make it your goal to stay healthy, to stay hydrated. Your body will thank you. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie. God bless you all. Love you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for sharing that. That is one of the doctors that makes house calls. New start exercise and that water, sunlight, temperate air, rest, and trust in God. All right. We are a little bit over our time in terms of prayer, but we are going to pray because we know that more prayer, more what? More power. Amen. And so we are going to go through a season of prayer. We have a little word, all right, or a powerful word, I should say, because it's coming from our Heavenly Father through the prophet. And so we're going to go into a season of prayer. I'm going to ask for about 2 individuals to offer up words of prayer. You heard those prayer requests. We have Sister Consinelli praying for her brother. We have Brother Eli praying for his mother. He's praying for Sister Tamiko and family. He's praying for Sister Dorothy. He is praying his prayer for Brother Javel as well. Sister Katie is praying for herself and Brother her son Dominique. And we don't only want you to pray for today. We want you to continue to offer up a word of prayer in your prayer closet, because that is when the ears are even pressed even further to your lips, when you're agonizing and agitating with God for him to give you a breakthrough, and also to pray on behalf of others. We want to pray for those young children, right? Vipers, where they're willfully destroying the garden of Sister Katie. We know that that's not of God, and so we want to pray that the Spirit will move mightily. So I'm going to ask 2 to 3 season of prayer. As we know, the Bible reminded us that we are to pray without ceasing. So we're going to go through that today, and then we're going to get a sermonette, right, from the Ministry of Healing today. All right? So let's see. Sister Leola, is she on? I know she said she was driving. Let me see. So Sister Leola, Sister Consinelli, if you're able to give us a season of prayer. I am going to open up Sister Consinelli line, and then I'm going to come back to Sister Leola. 518-482, your line is now open.
Okay. Father, we come to you this evening because we realize that we have no other help but you. We thank you for your blessings on us, for keeping all of us safe during the greater part of this week. We thank you, Lord, for all of those who are online here this evening. We know we have so much troubles, so much worries, but Lord, we know that you are in charge. And no matter how things may seem to go crazy and wild, we know that you are God of the universe. You sit high and you look low and you see everything that is going on. And we bring all of our problems before you this evening because you said come. And we are coming to you with all our troubles and trials that we are going through here. You know about it even before we mention it, Lord. And we pray this evening that you will stretch your loving arms around all of those who are going through trying times, who are going through their crucibles. And Father, help them to know that the Lord do not cast worthless stones into the fire. That means if he did not see something good in you, you would not have been going through these trials because you are going through them for some reason. And this evening, Lord, I pray that you would be with our dear teacher, that you will help her, Lord. Help her in her situation because we know the age in which we are living, but we see in the, we were told that the children of this age are really, they should call them generation of vipers. And she is seeing this being exhibited in her school today, Father. And I pray that you will be with Sister Stephanie in a very special way, Lord. Be by her side each day as she goes there to deal with those children. Grant her peace of mind, Lord. Grant her patience. Grant her strength. We pray, Lord, that you will bless them. You know what to do, Father. And we know that you are going to work out things. But help them to realize that without you, we can do nothing. So as we come on our knees before you this evening, Father, we pray that you will take that situation into your hands. We know you already have it into your hands and that you will continue to bless those children and that there would be a calm in them and help the principal who is the head of that school, will try to place some disciplinary action so that those children could know what is wrong and what is right. Be with them, Lord. This evening, we place before you Sister Dominique. She's praying for her child or her nephew or whatever it is. Father, you know her problems. And I pray, Lord, that you will solve her problem. Give her, let her know that you are by her side and you are the great problem solver and you are willing to help all those who are in need of your help. So I place her loving into your hands this evening, Father, that you will solve her problem and help her to believe that you can do this. Because if she doesn't believe, then it's no use. And we are thankful that she has this belief in you, that she's bringing her problem to you this evening. And we pray, Lord, that you will do what is right. And you will hear you her groanings, whatever is going on in that family, Lord. Be with all the rest of our siblings on this line who are really going through trying times, apart from sister, our dear sister. We pray, Lord, that you will be with Sister Tomiko and her. She has asked for just so many things that we are asking here this evening. I cannot remember all of them. I cannot remember half of them, but Father, I place everyone into your hands, into your care, because I know you are the great problem solver. And you can solve every problem, no matter how difficult it may seem, Lord. You can solve it. So we place them all into your hands this evening. And I pray that you will give strength to those who are weak, those who are dependent on you. Help them to know that you never lose a case. and that we will continue to place our confidence and our trust in you. We thank you, Father, for being with us on this line this evening, and that you will continue to give us the understanding heart to know that when things seem to go out of control, the world is spinning out of control, but help us to remember, help us all to remember that you can solve any problem, no matter how hard and difficult it may seem. So into your hands, dear Father, we place each one of our siblings into your care. Keep us, Father. Direct our thoughts, direct our minds, and help us to know that you, Lord, are the greatest problem solver. And we just want to thank you for everything you will do for all of us who have problems on this line this evening, that you will keep us in your care. Strengthen us, Lord, that we will stand, that as you stand by our side, we will see, we will be able to accomplish what you want us to do, to stand for you. Bless us all and keep us in your care again, we pray, this evening. In Jesus' precious name I pray and ask all these blessings. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Consinelli, for that prayer. Sister Leola? Oh, okay. I see somebody on the line. Okay, all right. All right. I'm going to let Sister Leola give a prayer, and then we have a special guest that has decided to join us. Have mercy. She might do the stuff today. Amen. 225-337. I am excited. 225-337. Your line is now open. Your line is now open. All right, I'm going to close and I'm going to open this line and we can hear from her and she can lead us into prayer. 518-951, your line is now open.
Okay, good evening, my dear beloved brothers.
Yay!
Sister Fowell, thank you for that welcome. I just want to give God thanks for what he has done. God is so good. He's so great. A few hours ago, I was in Kingston, Jamaica, and now I am in Kennedy, actually on my way going up to Albany. God is so good. He's so great. He has protected us, give us a smooth flight here. I am telling you, it was so smooth. You know, you would even know that you was in an aeroplane. And, you know, I was praying all the while, reading my Bible, and, you know, giving thanks to God, just present my life on the other hands of the Lord. And he did hear our cry and answer to our pleas. I just want to thank God for that. My dear beloved, I have to say that, you know, I spent a wonderful time in Jamaica with my children, grandchildren all around, and also my brothers and sisters. I have seen the way in which those individuals really receive God's word, and they love to hear it, and they also love to see what God has been doing to the team, right? And I just asking you all to pray, continue to pray for the team. There is the team there still doing rosy work. One of the team members got hurt. He was lifting too much, and he had to go to the doctor. I haven't seen him today before I leave, but, you know, I had trouble to see the team and see how he's doing. And just remember Barry Brian. So, my dear, I'm not going to keep up time because, you know, we travel late and are a little tired. So, just
continue. Did you want to do prayer? You want to do go into a prayer or no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's pray. All right, let's pray. Father, oh, give thanks to the Lord for his mercies endured forever. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for traveling mercy. Up there in the here, dear Lord, there were no roads, but you have made the pathway straight. You have given wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to men so that men could do what you want them to do. So we just want to thank you. At this time, Lord, thank you for me to be joining my brothers and sisters once more and the elders there to listen to their voice and to see the welcome, the voice. We heard it in the voice, Lord. And we are asking you, Lord, to continue to pour your blessings upon us. Father, this moment I present Barry to you, who hurt his shoulder. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to send your angel at his side, and you are the great physician and the healer. We ask him, Father, we want to thank you, dear Father, for everything that you have done. Each one of us come before you, Lord. You know how I need, and you promise that you will supply us and supply us with all that you promise us to be. So we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for my son who came for me, and as we are driving to Albany, we are asking you to give us traveling mercies. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
It is cold. I did tell him to bring a sweater for you. Did he bring you a sweater?
Yes, he brought one, but I'm telling you, it's cold.
Okay.
All right, God is
cold. All right, thank you so much. Let me close this. What did I do with this? Okay, I can't find the thing now. All right, mute your phone. I'm trying to find it back on my phone. All right, thank you so much. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're so thankful for this opportunity, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, that my mom was able to get here safely. I touch and agree with all of the prayers. We've been praying for Dominique. Heavenly Father, you know what is going on. Lord, you said that, you know, you want to raise up an army of youth. And so we present Dominique to you, Kaja, KJ, all of the young people, Sister Brenda's grandchildren and children. We ask you to be with them, as well as Sister Leola's grandchildren, Sister Tamiko's grandchildren. We pray, Lord, that you will pour down the Holy Spirit on them even right now. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father. Let them know that you are God, and tug on their hearts so that they will run to you. Lord, you are sweet. Let them know that you are the very present help in time of trouble. You are our director. You are our guide. And so once we lay our hearts in you, Lord, you will continue, Lord, to give us victory, Lord. I linger just a tad bit longer as I ask you to touch my lips with the brief moment that we have so that the message that are coming out, Lord, your people are going through so much. The enemy knows that his time is short, so he is rearing his ugly head. But, Lord, it is so great, it is so good that you have promised us that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord, no matter the fact that we are going to walk through the valley and the shadow of death. You have promised us that we do not have to fear any evil because you will be with us to the very end. Touch my lips with coal. Allow the message that we have today will be one that is good for the ears, but not only for us to be hearer of the word, but doer as well. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, so I just kind of twist and I just kind of turn and my page open up. Oh, my goodness. Do y'all want to know what my page opened up to? And I know you have probably heard this before, and you're like, oh, my goodness. But we need to hear it again. So I'm going to be jumping into the discipline of trial. So when I was going through this, I know I was like, God, you want to work something out in me. All right? You want to work. There's a lesson that you have not for me and for others. Amen. And so I just thank God that the power that he has given unto us. So we're going to touch in a little bit of help in daily living. Do you all need help in daily living? Huh? Let me hear you. You don't have to unmute. You could kind of raise your hand. The Holy Spirit will know that your hand is being raised, right? Help in daily trial. So I'm going to read that portion, and then I'm going to read influence, learning by imparting, an influence of association. For some reason, I know we have read this before. I know you have heard it before, but God wants us to hear it again. I know for me, you know, I'm talking for me, not your wonderful Adventist folks, because I'm going through some trials, and I have to be reminded that I am a disciple. I am a disciple through and through. Amen? All right, so we're going to go with the discipline of trial first. All right, so I'm going to start from the back, and I'm going to work my way forward. All right, so that's chapter 40 in my book, Help in Daily Living. And it says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. And I might just read a paragraph out of it, the first page. All right, page 469 on this one. And it says, there is an eloquence far more powerful than the eloquence of words in the quiet, consistent life of a pure, true Christian. What a man has more influence than what he says. What a man is has more influence than what he says. Let me tell you something, beloved. No matter what the enemy is trying, I remember I went in the room today. I went and the kids saw me. They lit up like Christmas bulbs, light bulbs, right? And when they saw me, and remember, I was just in their room one day. They took me out the other day. But what the Spirit of God did, no man can change. Seeds were planted in those kids. I told you on Tuesday, I called parents, good, bad, and indifferent. I gave them good reports. Oh, Sister Powell, I even called one of the men. He's a Powell. And he says that he's from St. Elizabeth, too. And so he was like, oh, my goodness, so we might be related. And I called him just to let him know what his son was doing. And he was like, you know what, I got you. We start talking in patois together. And he was like, oh, my, we build relationship not only with him, but all the parents that I called were very receptive. They were like, you know what, we're definitely going to talk to him. And because that's not what we expected. One little boy, he kept hugging me. The little boy hugged me when he was leaving. He hugged me when he said, I'm so sorry for my behavior. Just relationship. I've been only in there for one day. And I would love to be in that classroom just to help the teacher work with the kids. But he's not going to let me because ego, right? He doesn't understand that this is the ministry. This is God's ministry that he has given me. And I am able, through the Spirit of God, to reach those kids. Not me, but the Holy Spirit moving. When we send the Holy Spirit out, those kids have to be convicted. However, he doesn't let me stay in the room long enough. And so each time, because I'm not in there in the morning time with them, when I go back, I have to start it over again to kind of get them to be on one accord. And so, but I know that the seed has been planted, and I know that those children are going to, they're going to see some change. And I think that's what the problem that they are having, the fact that no matter which class I go into, the Spirit of God shines and the kids are much calmer. They have less incident than when the others are there. And I know it's not of me. I'm not taking any credit from me. It is the Spirit of God. And I know my brother is hearing it because he was also I'm not going to say my partner in crime, which I could be. When I was working in Southeast, one of the roughest parts of D.C., I used to use him when I couldn't get in touch with the officer, Officer Bass. I used to use him. We're telling the secret, right? I used to use him, and I would call him, and he would talk to those students, and they would be so afraid of him. And they were like, he would talk to them. He was like, you need to get your work done. Don't let me come up there. If I call and your work is not done, I'm going to get you. And they were like, okay, I'm going to do my work. And it worked. Remember that, Ami? It worked. And so when you have a village, he was stern with them, but they knew that he cared about them because he wasn't in education. He was taking time out of his schedule to speak to them on the phone, and it did make a difference to those children. And so I want to thank him. So I was trying to set it up with him again, but I'm in this building where I don't know, but I know that God is going to do mighty things. So I go into that. What a man is has more influence than what he says. So they're looking at you. Those children, they were excited. That's what I was trying to say. They were like, are you going to be our reading teacher today? And I was like, I don't know. Why? They were like, because all of them yellow. Because we want you to. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I just thank God. I know it's not me. And that's why I went in there today. I wasn't going to let grown people allow or impact children from getting what God has to pour out in them. So continue to pray for us. It says, the officer who were sent to Jesus came back with the report that never man spoke as he spoke. But the reason for this was that never man lived as he lived. Had his life been other than it was, he could not have spoken as he did. His words bore with them a convincing power because they came from a heart pure and holy, full of love and sympathy, benevolence and truth. Amen? And that should be the same for us. People should see kindness. We should speak truth. People should see love. We should be doing things with a loving heart. Like when I talk to those kids, my brother and my family, they know that I don't play. However, they know that I'm doing it from a space of love, right? And so when kids can connect that, you know what? She's loving me, right? She loves me, but she wants me to make better choices. They appreciate that. And so I thank God, you know, for those gifts of the Spirit that we should be emulating, all right? How many of you are going through trials? You're either going through trials, you're either in a storm, you're either just getting out of a trial or storm. But know that if you are near to the heart of God, the enemy's going to come to devour you. But we can hold on knowing that we're anchored in our Savior. Amen? It says, the discipline of trial, to live such a life, to exert such an influence, costs at every step effort, self-sacrifice, discipline. It is because they do not understand this that many are so easily discouraged in the Christian life. Many who sincerely consecrate their lives to God's service are surprised and disappointed to find themselves, as never before, confronted by obstacles and beset by trials and perplexity. Oh, my goodness. The enemy was, I stay in trial. It's kind of like that little child. You know, you have your children, and one of them or two of them, like, stay getting in trouble. You get the phone call from school, and you're like, oh, my goodness, you stay in trouble. You know, you always have to kind of go up to the school or, oh, I'm going to get you. I mean, that's really how I feel. I stay in the trial. I'm telling you, I went back in that school building. I'm like, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to stay in this corner. I ain't going to get into anything. I am not getting into anything. I see no evil. I hear no evil. I speak no evil. However, the Spirit of God was like, listen, you are a representative of my army, right? The trials are going to come. The storms are going to come. The fiery darts are going to come. But I will manifest victory within all your situation. So I just thank God for the peace that he has given me, the wisdom, the fact that he touched my lips with coal. I know, you know, where he literally, I feel the Holy Spirit shutting my mouth and say, don't say another word. All right? I got you. I got this. I'm thankful to know that my Heavenly Father cares about me. And I know he doesn't only care about me. He cares about you too. He cares about the little things and the big things. He cares about the fact that we are overburdened, that he gave us the 7th day where we can cast our cares on him. We can cast our burdens on him. We can take the stresses off of our hearts so our hearts are not fluttering and we're not worried and we're not anxious. Right? That's what he does for us. He gives us the aloe vera so that we can drink it when our stomach are feeling upset. I know my brother is smiling from ear to ear because he's going to get his soursop. He's going to get all of those things that his mother brought up for him. And I must say, my nephew's going to be excited, too, for his patties, right, our patty, right? And so I thank God for the breadfruit and the ackee and all the things that she brought up from the island of Jamaica so that we're able to partake in those plant-based things, amen and amen. So it reads, it says, many who sincerely consecrate their life to God's service are surprised and disappointed to find themselves, as never before, confronted by obstacles and beset by trials and perplexity. I do want to interject this, though. Remember that whenever you're going through prayers, through trials, just pray and thank God. Because, let me tell you, come closer. Are you listening? God trusts you. He has so much faith in you that you're going to overcome this storm. So don't let go. Don't be disappointed. Don't get discouraged. Hold on, knowing that your Heavenly Father trusts you to be able to win this battle, right? To be able to overcome this trial and temptation. They pray for Christian likeness of character, for a fitness for the Lord's work, and they are placed in circumstances that seem to call forth all the evil of their nature. Faults are revealed of which they did not even suspect the existence, like Israel of old. They question, if God is leading us, why do all these things come upon us? Are you saying that? Is that you? Where you're saying, if God is leading us, why all of these trials are coming up on us? Did I not just give you the answer? Because he trusts you. He's building your faith. He's building your defense mechanism. He wants you to go through the test because he knows that you're going to get victory over it. He wants you to have a testimony. He wants you to be able to show others, look what God has done for me. I am telling you, I'm walking, I'm telling people, look, God is healing me. I have a large tear of meniscus. I'm not supposed to be walking. I was slated for surgery on April 12th. But God is healing my body. God allowed this to happen to me so that my faith can be strengthened in him, knowing that he's the great healer. And so I can come back and say, oh, they told me that I needed surgery. However, King Jesus, the great physician, heals my body and is healing my body. Amen? So it says, if God is leading us, why do all these things come upon us? Because he trusts us. It is because God is leading them that these things come upon them. You can put your name in it. Trials and obstacles are the Lord's chosen methods of discipline and his appointed condition of success. He who reads the hearts of men knows their character better than they themselves know them. He sees that some have powers and susceptibilities which, rightly directed, might be used in the advancement of his work. In his providence and varied circumstances that they may discover in their character the defects. I'm reading very choppy. Let me read that again. In its providence, he brings these person into different position and varied circumstances that they may discover in their character the defects which have been concealed from their own knowledge. He gives them opportunity to correct these defects and to fit themselves for his service. Often he permits the fire of affliction to assail them that they may be purified. I'm going to read that again. somebody needs to hear it. It says, in his providence, he brings these persons into different positions and varied circumstances that they may discover in their character the defects which have been concealed from their own knowledge. He gives them opportunity to correct these defects and to fit themselves for his service. Often he permits the fires of affliction to assail them that they may be purified. The fact that we are called upon to endure trial shows that the Lord Jesus sees in us, come on now, something precious which he desires to develop. If he, every time I read this, I get something new from it. If he does not cast worthless stones into, I'm sorry, if he saw in us nothing whereby he might glorify his name, he would not spend time in refining us. He does not cast worthless stones into his furnace. It is valuable ore that he refines. Oh, my goodness. Bless God. The blacksmith puts the iron and steel into the fire that he may know what manner of metal they are. Oh, the Lord allows his chosen ones to be placed in the furnace of affliction to prove what temper. Oh, my goodness, my temper was trying me yesterday. It says, the Lord allows his chosen ones to be placed in the furnace of affliction to prove what temper they are of and whether they can be fashioned for his work. The potter takes the clay and molds it accordingly to his will. He kneads it and works it. He tears it apart and presses it together. He wets it and then dries it. He lets it lie for a while without touching it. When it is perfectly palatable, he continues the work of making of it a vessel. And palatable means, no, it's movable. He's able to move it and mold it. He forms it into shape and on the wheel trims and polishes it. He dries it in the sun and bakes it in the oven. Thus it becomes a vessel fit for use. So the great master worker desires to mold and fashion us. And as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are we. So are we to be in his hands. Go read it again. And as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are we to be in his hands. We are not to try to do the work of the potter. Oh, my Lord, I was trying to do the work of the potter, and he shut my mouth. He removed me from the situation, right? Remember the word of God says, God is going to make an escape route for me and for you. That's what he did for me yesterday. Our part is to yield ourselves to be molded by the master worker. It says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. 1 Peter 4, verses 12 through 13. And the last part says, in the full light of day and in hearing of the music of other voices, the caged bird will not sing the song that his master seeks to teach him. He learns a snatch of this, a trill of that, but never a separate and entire melody. But the master covers the cage and places it where the bird will listen to the one song he is to sing. In the dark, he tries and tries again to sing that song until it is learned, and he breaks forth in perfect melody. Then the bird is brought forth, and ever after, he can sing that song in the light. Thus God deals with his children. He has a song to teach us, you and me. And when we have learned it, amid the shadows of affliction, we can sing it afterwards. I'm going in right here, beloved. So, Sister Katie, I know there were some issues going on with the... But know that that is the trial that God allows you to go through. And he is never going to bring you there to leave you, my sister. So I bless your name. I give you honor, glory, and praise. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We are so thankful, Lord, for this word. Each time we read from the ministry of healing, it gets sweeter and sweeter, just like your son, Jesus Christ. And so I thank you so much for the word. I pray our hearts will be troubled. I pray, Lord, that you will allow us, Lord, to look up unto you, knowing that when we go through the fiery dart and the storm, you are preparing within us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. Give us your power. Give us your divine spirit to go through as we prepare for the Sabbath. We ask you, Lord, to allow our eyes to stay upon you and allow us to do everything in decency and in order, reminding and remembering that when we go through the trials, you are shaping us, you're molding us, because we are the apple of your eyes, and you want to use us for your bidding. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, so we are going to open the line. Sister Paul, I think your line is still open. If you want to give any commentary, any query, any takeaways, you can certainly do that. I'm going to try to pull this back up. I don't know what happened. All right, so we'll try to pull it back up. And then, Sister Paul, I think your line is open. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I think for some reason... I kind of got disconnected from here. All right, Sister Paul, are you able to hear me? Are we still on? I didn't hear it say goodbye yet, so I think we're still on. All right, so I'm not sure what is going on. I'm not able, it's not letting me get back in here. I don't know. All right, beloved, let me see if I could play a song. I'm hoping that you're able to hear me. I'm not sure what is going on with the Block Talk right now. And so we will listen to the goodness of God. This is one of my favorite songs. And so we will listen to that song. Amen.
We're able to hear you, Sister Stephanie.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. I was trying to figure out, are you hearing me? Okay. So did you want to give any kind of feedback, any takeaway, or any question? As you, I did go into prayer, but I'm not able to get it up on this again.
Yes. I just want to thank the Lord for you for sharing that, because we know, you know, our Father, you know, will give us much more gift than our earthly father, and he got to prune us and take out those things that are not so good, that have the weeds, so to speak, out of our life, you know, so that he can prune us and shape us and mold us into that, you know, that child that he would want us to be. So thank you for reading. That was truly a blessing, and thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla. And I'm telling you, I saw it because, I mean, my hand was getting, you know what I mean, like it was ready to do a boxing. And God was like, what you doing, girl? You better put your hand on this desk and calm your little self down.
Amen.
So I thank God, you know. So whenever the Holy Spirit is so awesome, whenever I'm going through, or we're going through, or anything, the Spirit of God will give me exactly what I need to hear. So as it's blessed, it's definitely blessing me and helping me to grow better in Christ. I pray that it's blessing you as well. So thank you so much, Sister Carla, for sharing that. And so we want to be temperate. And so it is 9:04. I am going to play the closing song, and then we will see you tomorrow for the Friday night Vesper. Sister Carla, it's still a last day event? She might be on mute.
No, Fridays.
And then we're,
no.
Go ahead.
Fridays, you know, it's the last day event is on Sunday. Friday is just, you know, Vespers, I'm bringing in
okay.
the Sabbath and just a study. Uh-huh.
Okay, got you. All right. So tomorrow you want to be here on the line for tomorrow, Vesper for Sabbath, Vesper. I know it's going to be fulfilling. It's going to, you know, bread from Heaven's Bakery. And on Sunday we have Sister Leola. Thank you. I went blank for a minute. We'll have the Sunday night last day events as well. And we want to ask you all for these prayers. Continue to pray for each and every one of us. It is because of prayer. When we pray, even though the enemy is going to lay the temptation, because of those prayers that you're praying, we will be able to overcome. And I'm seeing it day by day. I'm seeing God answering the prayer, keeping me from temptation and keeping me from being out of his character. Amen. And so we're going to listen to the goodness of God, and then we will see you tomorrow. All right. Night, beloved. God's blessing, peace, and love to you all. Bye-bye.